Hello and welcome to Lincolnshire Wildlife Park's Virtual Keeper Talk. My name is Stephen and we will be learning about lemurs. There are over 100 different species of lemur and all are endemic to Madagascar. Ring-tailed lemurs are ecologically flexible, which means they can live in a range of different habitats. However, will predominantly live in rainforests. Unlike most lemurs, ringtails will spend a large part of their day on the canopy floor. This will be amongst a group known as a troop, and these troops can consist of between 3 and 30 individuals. However, this averages around 17. As well as rainforests, ring-tailed lemurs will live in rocky outcrops and shrubland, which is why they have the colouring the way they do. Lemurs use their tails as a flag, which is used to signal where the individual is and to keep the troop together. They will use olfactory communication, or using their smell, through scent glands to mark territory and foraging routes. If a male feels threatened by a rival male, they'll secrete a scent onto their tail and perform a stink fight, which resolves conflict without physical violence. The smellier the tail is the winner, however the smell itself isn't detected by humans, so luckily for us keepers, we will not be able to smell it. Like humans, lemurs are primates. However, they are our distant cousins, so are more known as prosimians, or wet-nosed primates. This indicates they've evolved to have a superior sense of smell compared to us and other primates, including marmosets. Lemurs have special dangled teeth at the front of their jaw that they use to groom, which is known as a tooth comb. They also have a second tongue, known as a sublingua, which is used for removing hair and debris from their teeth while grooming. In the wild, ringtails are frugivores and folivores, which means their diet mainly consists of fruits and leaves. But they will also eat flowers, bark, sap, insects and small vertebrates if they need to. At Lincolnshire Wildlife Park, we feed them fruit, vegetables, pasta and bread, as well as locusts for enrichment. Lemurs can live up to 20 years in the wild and up to 30 in captivity. They generally give birth to one baby, which is known as a pup, once a year. They vary in size, from dwarf lemurs all the way up to injuries. Lemurs cover a host of ecological niches across Madagascar, with various adaptations to survive in these different conditions. Black and white rough lemurs will feed off nectar from flowers, including the traveller's palm, and will get pollen stuck to their ruffs, which they then pollinate to the next flower. This makes them the largest pollinators in the world. Now here at the park, we have two ring-tailed lemurs. They are the mum, Cola, and the daughter, Dora. As a matriarchal society, the females are in charge, and Dora has actually assumed the more dominant position of the troop. And you can tell the two apart by looking at their tails. So Cola has the shorter tail, with only 10 rings round it, whereas Dora has 13 rings round it. Dora also has fangs sticking out, if you're able to see her face close up. And that concludes our virtual talk of the lemurs. Thank you for listening.